Let's go to Romans chapter 10.
我们翻到罗马书第十章。
Let's go to the Lord in prayer.
我们先祷告。
Father, thank you so much for the privilege of being here.
父神，我们感谢你给我们这样的机会在这里。
Lord, to be with my brothers and sister in Christ.
跟我在主里的弟兄姊妹在一起。
Lord, thank you for helping us today.
主，谢谢你今天已经帮助了我们。
Lord, I pray that you would help us in this final session.
主啊，在最后一堂课也求你帮助我们。
Lord, to teach this subject clearly.
让我们把这个主题讲得清楚。
In a way that will bring glory to your name.
使你名得着荣耀。
Father, I ask this in Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen. Amen.All right, let's read chapter 10.
我们读第十章的
verse 6 through 10.
六到十节。
But the righteousness based on faith speaks as follows. Do not say in your heart who will ascend into heaven, that is to bring Christ down, or who will descend into the abyss, that is to bring Christ up from the dead. But what does it say? The word is near you in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith which we are preaching.That if you confess with your mouth Jesus as Lord and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart a person believes, resulting in righteousness, and with the mouth he confesses, resulting in salvation.
唯有出于信心的义如此说，你不要心里说，谁要升到天上去呢？就是要领下基督来。谁要下到阴间去呢？就是要领基督从死里上来。他到底怎么说呢？他说，这道离你们不远，正在你口里，正在你心里。就是我们所传信主的道。你若口里认耶稣为主，心里信神要从死里复活，就必得救。因为人心里相信就可以称义，口里承认就可以得救。
Okay, so let's look in verse 5.
我们看第五节啊。
For Moses writes that the man who practices the righteousness which is based on law shall live by that righteousness.
摩西写着说，人若行那出于律法的义，就必因此得活。
Now, what Paul is arguing here is that salvation cannot be by works.
这里保罗在辩论的是，得救不能靠人的行为。
And in the context, he will also argue.
在上下文中呢，他也要。辩论的是
that it cannot be by some combination of faith and work.
也不能够借着人的行为跟信心的联合。
As we have already said,
我们已经说了
the law says, do this and live.
律法说，这样行，你就必得救，得活。
Now the opposite of that,
但是相反的是
is don't do this and die.
你如果不行律法的话，就会死掉。
And that is where we find all men.
这就是所有的人都在这样的光景中。
If you are going to seek to be righteous before God through the law,
如果你要借着行律法在神面前称义的话，
then you must do the law.
你就必须要行律法。
Perfectly.
完完全全万无一失。
And no one does that.
没有人能够完全行律法。
So the righteousness based on the law tells you that the righteousness based on the law is based on what you do.
所以律法的义是根据你的行为。
But there's another righteousness.
但是还有另外一种义。
That is not based on what you do.
不是根据你所行的。
But based on faith.
乃是凭着信心。
Believing God.
相信神的话。
He says in verse 6,
第六节他说,
But the righteousness based on faith speaks as follows, Do not say in your heart who will ascend into heaven, that is to bring Christ down, or who will descend into the abyss, that is to bring Christ up from the dead.
唯有出于信心的义如此说，你不要心里说，谁要升到天上去呢，就是要领下基督来，谁要下到阴间去呢，就是要领基督从死里上来。
Now, there's a lot that can be said about verse 6.
第六节我们可以说很多啊。
But what it's basically saying is this.
这里基本上说的是
The righteousness that comes by faith
那出于信心的义呀
does not require some extraordinary accomplishment on your behalf. or that you have done.
不需要你自己做一些什么，立什么功劳，成什么大事。
I mean, to be saved by the law.
你知道，要靠律法得救的话，
you have to do something extraordinary.
你必须做一些超然的大事。
Literally, you have to do something that's impossible.
换言之，你要做一些不可能做到，人办不到的事儿。
You have to keep the law perfectly.
你必须要十全十美，万无一失的遵行律法。
But salvation by faith isn't requiring you to do something that is extraordinary or impossible.
那个得救的信心就不需要你做一些超过你能力的事情。
You don't have to ascend up into heaven.
你不需要升到天上去。
You don't have to go down into the abyss.
你也不需要下到阴间去。
Nothing extraordinary.
没有什么超然的事。
On your part.
从你的角度来说啊，不需要你做。
Verse 8.
第八节。
But what does it say? The word is near you, in your mouth and in your heart.
到底他怎么说呢？他说，这道离你不远，正在你心里，正在你口里，在你心里。
What must you do to be saved?
你怎么样才能得救呢？
He's saying we have preached the gospel to you.
我们已经把福音传给你了。
We have told you the gospel story.
我已经把圣经福音的故事告诉你了。
The word is near you.
这个话离你不远了。
It's in your heart.
正在你的心里。
It's in your mouth.
正在你口里啊。
You can even speak it back to us.
你甚至可以把这个话重复跟我讲一遍。
It's the very word of faith that we've been preaching to you.
这就是我们跟你所传的这信心的道。
How are you saved?
你怎么得救呢?
He says in verse 9.
第八节他说,
If you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved.
第九节,你若口里认耶稣为主,心里信,神叫他从死里复活,就必得救。
For with the heart a person believes resulting in righteousness, and with the mouth he confesses resulting in salvation.
因为人心里相信就可以称义,口里承认就可以得救。
Now, let's look at that.
我们看看啊。
This passage right here,
这一段经文啊,
is the foundational passage for those who believe in the sinner's prayer.
是那些相信要借着做个祷告就可以得救的他们的所谓的圣经根据啊。
They will tell someone, "Do you want to be saved?"
他们会告诉人，你愿意得救吗？
Well, yes, I do.
是我愿意啊。
Then believe in your heart.
那心里相信吗？
Confess with your mouth.
口里承认嘛。
Call upon the Lord.
呼求主的名嘛。
And here's how you do it.
你就这样你就得救了嘛。
Pray and ask the Lord to save you.
你就祷告求主拯救你。
If the person says, I really don't know how to do that.
如果那个人说我不知道怎么样祷告，也没祷告过。
The evangelist may say, I will pray.
那个传道人就会说，你跟着我祷告，你跟着我。
And you repeat the word.
你重复我说的祷告啊。
Is that ever practiced in China?
中国怎么是不是这么做？
有。
Yeah.
I even heard of one evangelist.
有一个我甚至听过一个传道人啊。
Who told the person to pray, repeat after him.
他叫做跟着我重复我祷告啊。
And the guy said,
那个人说,
I don't feel comfortable doing that.
我觉得有点别扭哎。
And so the evangelist said, I will pray.
那传道人说, 我祷告。
And if it's what you want to say to God,
如果这是你心里要跟神说的话呢,
then just squeeze my hand.
你就捏我手一下。
Do you see how you can take this passage and totally twist it?
你知道你可以把神的话语拿来，然后把它完全扭曲了。
Now, first of all,
首先呢、啊、
that if you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord,
你若口里认耶稣为主。
Remember Matthew 7?
你记得马太福音第七章。
Jesus said many will come.
耶稣说很多人那日很多人会来。
And say, Lord, Lord.
主啊，主啊。
He said, Depart from me, I never knew you.
主说离开我去吧，我从来不认识你。
So obviously, it doesn't just mean pray a prayer.
这不仅仅很明显的说，不仅是说个祷告而已。主啊，主啊。
Now here's another thing that's important.
还有一件重要的事。
Many people say that you can be saved.
很多人说你可以得救，只要
by accepting Jesus as Savior.
只要接受耶稣做救主
and not accepting Him as Lord.
那没必要接受他做主。
That there are people who are saved.
有些人得救了
because they accepted Jesus as Savior.
因为他们接待耶稣做救主
but they may never really accept Him as Lord.
但他们可能从来没有接待他做主宰
or they may accept Him as Lord many years after their salvation.
或者他们得救之后很多年以后才接受耶稣做主宰啊。
Look what it says here.
你看这里怎么说的。
It says, if you confess with your mouth Jesus as Lord,
你若口里认耶稣为主。
It doesn't mean confess him as Savior.
没有说不仅仅是接受他做救主而已啊，承认他救主。
Confess him as Lord,
而是为主，主宰。
And not an empty confession.
不仅仅是口里头空洞的一个承认。
Jesus says in Matthew 7,
因为马太第七章耶稣说了。
Those with an empty confession will go to hell.
你口里说主啊主啊，这还是会下地狱的。
So he puts two things here.
所以这里啊，他放两件。
Confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord.
两件事情放在这里。第一是口里认耶稣为主。
And believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead.
而心里信神叫他从死里复活。
Now here's another problem.
这是另外一个问题啊。
Paul never says in his other, even in the book of Romans.
保罗从来没有，甚至罗马书也没有说。
Paul doesn't say we're saved by faith and confession.
保罗从来没有说你得救是。靠着信心加上认口里承认
He says we're saved by faith
他说唯独信心
But here he seems to say both things
这里他似乎在说你得救是靠两个都靠
If you look at James
那你看雅各书的话
Paul says that we're saved by faith alone
保罗说你是靠信心得救
James says faith alone won't save you
雅各说单单凭信心不能得救
There's also works
还需要行为
So what's going on?
到底咋回事?
The very same thing.
这同一件事情。
Paul is saying salvation by faith.
保罗是得救本乎信。
James agrees.
雅各承认，同意。
Salvation is by faith.
没错，得救是靠信心。
But the evidence of faith is works.
但是信心的证据是你的行为来证明你的信心。
Now,When I say the evidence of faith is works, you must understand something.
当我说信心的证明是行为的话，你必须明白哦，这行为。
I'm not saying that those who truly believe.
我不是说那些真相信的人。
Are going to do things for God because they believe so much.
不是因为他们信心如此之大，所以他们会为神做一些什么事。
Because that would make it like a work.
因为这样子看来就好像靠信心得救了。
But what we're saying is this.
我们说的是这个意思。
Works is the evidence of faith.
我们的行为是我们信心的明证。
Because those who believe.
因为那些信的人。
Have been regenerated by the Holy Spirit.
被圣灵重生了。
They are new creatures.
如今他们是新造的人。
Those works.
他们所做的工作行为。
Those good works that come forth.
从信心而发出来的行为
are the result of the Spirit's work in the believer's life
是圣灵在信徒身上动工所结出的善果
and not some extraordinary thing that the believer has done himself
而不是信徒自己靠自己所行出来一些什么 超然的行为
so salvation is by faith
所以得救是因着信心
but those who believe will have works
但那些信的人会有好的果子
they will show evidence of a changed life
他们会有改变的生命结出果子来证明他们的信心
Paul is saying the same thing here
保罗这里也说同样的事情
Salvation is by faith
是得救是靠信心
But those who truly believe
但那些真正信的人
They will confess Jesus as Lord
他们会认耶稣为主
Even when to confess Jesus as Lord is costly
尽管要认他为主是要付代价的
We proveOur salvation.
我们证明自己的救恩
by the works that we do.
借着我们所行的行为
and we prove our salvation by the confession that we make.
我们也借着我们的承认，我们的任性来证明我们的信心
even when that confession could cost us our life.
尽管我们承认主要付代价，甚至要牺牲，要殉道
Now. I want to read you something from the Greek scholar A.T. Robertson.
我会读一些一个希腊的哲学学者所说的话吧。希腊文的学者。
In among the Jews,
在犹太人当中
to give the title of Lord to anyone but Yahweh.Was blasphemy.
你如果称任何人为主，这个主不是耶和华的话，那就是在亵渎。
And the person was considered worthy of death.
这个人就该死。
No Jew would call Jesus Lord. No Jew.
没有任何犹太人会称耶稣为主。
Unless he truly had trusted in Christ.
除非他真正的信靠了耶稣基督。
And truly believed that he was God.
真正相信耶稣就是神，神的儿子。
He wouldn't do it.
要不然他就不会称他为主。
It was blasphemy.
要不然就是亵渎。
And worthy of death.
他就该死。
No Gentile.
也没有外邦人。
Would call Jesus Lord.
会称耶稣为主。
Who had not ceased worshiping the emperor.
他如果不停止敬拜他们的皇帝凯撒的话，他就不能称耶稣为主。
In the Gentile world.
在外邦的世界当中，
Only Caesar was Lord.
只有凯撒大帝才是主。
So who's going to truly confess Jesus is Lord?
所以谁会真正的承认耶稣是主呢？
Only a true believer.
只有真正信他的人。
If a Jewish believer confesses Jesus is Lord,
如果犹太人承认耶稣是主的话，
he would be thrown out of his community or stoned to death.
他就会被赶出他的犹太社会，或者被石头打死。
If a Gentile said that Jesus was Lord,
如果外邦人承认耶稣是主的话，
he would be considered a traitor.
他就会被认为是一个卖国贼，
an enemy of the state.
是这个国家的仇敌。
And he would be executed.
他也会被处死。
Or exiled.
或者被驱逐出境。
Now, have you ever heard of the famous Christian by the name of Polycarp?
你有没有听过这个有名的基督徒叫这个名字？
He supposedly was discipled by the Apostle John.
是使徒约翰曾经做过他的师父，他是约翰的门徒。
He was a real historical person, not just a tradition.
他不仅是一个传统人物，而是一个真正的历史人物。
Well, he was martyred.
他被杀掉了，殉道了。
And this is what A.T. Robertson says.
这是一位学者说的话。
He says, when we hear this passage,
当我们听了这段经文呢，
here in Romans 10,
罗马书第十章这段啊，
we are reminded of the demand made to Polycarp.
我们就提醒，我们就想到了这个殉道者他所要经历的，所被要求的事。
When he was arrested by the Roman officials,
当罗马政府把他抓起来，
they demanded that he say, Caesar is Lord.
他们强迫他说，你必须说凯撒是主，凯撒大帝是主。
But every time he replied,
每次他回答呢，
Jesus is Lord.
他都回答耶稣是主。
He was killed.
他就被杀了。
Now, he says, men today can say that Jesus is Lord.
今天的人很容易就可以说耶稣是主啊。
They can say it in a superficial way.
他们可以轻轻松松的这么说，是主啊，很肤浅。
But in the time of the first century,
但是第一世纪那个时候，
no Jew or Gentile would have said that.
不论是犹太人或是外邦人都不能那么轻松地说。
If he did not mean it.
如果他不真正信的话，他说不出来。
And I add,
我再加上。
If he wasn't ready to pay the penalty with his own life.
如果他不愿意以身殉道的话，他就不敢说耶稣是主。
We are saved by faith in Jesus.
是，我们是因着信靠基督得救的。
But the evidence of our faith,
但是我们信心的证明是什么？
is the confession of the lordship of Jesus,
就是我们承认耶稣是主，
and our genuine allegiance to him,
和我们真正的跟随他的忠诚，
even if such a confession costs us our lives,
即便这样的承认基督是主需要付上生命的代价。
The great evidence of salvation.
我们得救的大证明是什么呢？
Is not that a person made a decision for Christ at the end of an evangelistic meeting.
不是在一个布道会上一个人决志了，做一个决定了，不。
Or that he confesses Christ in front of all the people who are glad he made the decision.
也不是在那些很希望欢喜快乐他做决志祷告的人面前他做了一个决志。
But the evidence of salvation.
这个人得救的证据是什么呢？
Is that person continues on.
这个人会继续相信。
And they grow in maturity.
而且在恩典中成长。
With regard to their faith and confession.
在他们的 在他们的信仰和性韧性当中继续成长。
There were many young Christians who confessed Christ when I did in college.
当我在大学的时候，很多年轻人跟我一起觉知祷告，都说信。
Most of them that I knew,
大多数我所认识的
are no longer walking with Christ.
现在不再与神同行了，都走了。
Did they lose their salvation?
他们是不是失去了他们的救恩呢？
No.
没有。
By leaving Christ,
他们离弃了基督。
They're demonstrating that they never were truly converted.
他们就显明了他们起初就从来没有得救过。
Because they did not continue on.
因为他们没有继续与神同行。
Now, Robert Haldane,
一个人。
A very, very good Bible teacher.
一个很有名的圣经教师啊。
He lived a long time ago.
他活在很久以前。
He said this.
他说
，A man becomes perfectly righteous.
一个人成为完全的义。
By believing God's testimony concerning his son.
因着他相信神对他儿子所做的见证。
But the evidence that this faith is genuine.
但是。要证明他这个信仰是纯正的，是真实的。
Is found in the open confession of the Lord with the mouth.
是借着他口里承认耶稣是主。
Confession of Christ is as necessary as faith in Him.
我们承认耶稣是主，这个承认和他相信基督是主是同样是必须的。
But necessary for a different purpose.
但是这个必须是不同的目的啊。
Faith is necessary to obtain the gift of righteousness.
信心必须有信心才能够得到神义的恩赐。
Confession is necessary to prove that this gift is received.
认信承认是必须的，好显明你是真正的接受了这个义的恩赐。
If a man does not confess Christ at the danger of his own life,
如果一个人不敢冒着生命的危险来承认基督的话，
if he does not confess Christ even at the danger of being imprisoned,
或者是要受到监狱之苦，他不愿意冒这个危险来承认基督的名的话，
then he does not have the faith of Christ.
那么他就没有信靠基督的信心。
In saying that confession is made unto salvation,
说你口里承认就可以得救，这么说的话。
The apostle does not mean that it causes salvation.
保罗不是说你能够借此得救，不是这个意思。
Or without it, that the title to salvation is incomplete.
或者没有承认的话，你的救恩就不完全，不是这个意思。
When a man believes in his heart,
当一个人心里相信的时候，
he is justified.
他已经被称义了。
But confession of Christ is the effect of faith.
但是口里承认是信心的结果。
It is the evidence of faith on the last day.
那是那末日我们信心的证明。
Now, I have a copy of a letter.
我这里有一封信的copy 附件啊。
That was written by Pliny the Younger.
这是这个人写的信。
One of the Roman governors.
他是一个罗马的官长。
About 98 A.D.
是在公元后96年写的一封信。
It describes a group of Christians who are accused of being Christians.
他在形容一群基督徒啊，他们人家告他是信耶稣的，他在形容他们是什么样的人。
This is what it says.
好，这是罗马官长写的。
This is an actual letter.
这是一封真正的信哦。
An anonymous information was given to me.
好，别人给我一个就是匿名的一些信息。
It contained charges against several people.
里头呢，对几个人呢有控告。
When I examined them,
当我查了这些证据，
they denied that they were Christians.
他们否认他们是基督徒。
They denied that they had ever been Christians.
他们也不承认他们曾经信过主，从来没信过。他们说。
They repeated after me an invocation to the gods.
他们，我叫他们称这些偶像为主，他们就重复，就愿意。
And they offered religious rites with wine and incense before your statue.
他在你就是 you meant
before Caesar statue.
也在凯撒大帝面前也愿意倒酒为祭或者献香为祭。
They even cursed the name of Christ.
他们甚至咒诅基督的名。
So I thought that it was proper to let them go.
所以我认为放了他们是合适的，没问题。
Do you see what's going on?
你看到发生什么事吗？
There were a group of people accused of being Christians.
有一群人呢，他们被控告是基督徒。
This is in 98 AD.
这是公元后96年。
And yet, when they were examined, 98
年。但是当他们被审判的时候 被审问的时候
they denied Christ,
他们否认基督
they gave a sacrifice to the gods,
他们愿意向他们的假神献祭
they called on the name of the gods,
他们称假神的名
they even cursed Christ,
他们甚至咒诅基督
and they were let go.
他们就得到释放
Do you see that?
看到吗
Isn't that amazing?
这不叫人惊讶吗
Now these people were falsely accused of being followers of Christ.
这些人他们被诬告是基督徒。
They denied him.
他们就否定他。
Now I want you to let's create a situation.
让我们就想象一个情况啊。
Imagine that we have a small house church.
譬如在有一个很小的家庭教会啊。
In Rome.
在罗马。
And we're all discovered.
我们被发现了。
So we're all brought before the governor.
我们就被带到这个官长面前。
And he commands us to deny Christ.
他就吩咐我们要否认耶稣。
Let's say three of the people who are with us.
我们假设三个跟我们在一块的人。
They step forward and they deny Christ.
他们就站出来说我不信主了，他们否定主了。
But let's say that they take you.
但是我们假设他把你也叫出来。
And they say, come forward.
来。
Offer incense to the gods.
你现在向假神献祭，烧香。
Deny Christ.
否定基督。
And declare that Caesar is Lord.
然后承认凯撒大帝是主。
Now you're afraid.
你吓坏了。
You don't want to die.
你怕死啊。
You have a wife and children.
还有老婆孩子啊。
But you cannot do what they say.
但是你不能做他们叫你做的事。
It's not that you're strong.
不是你很强壮。
It's just that the Spirit of God.
就是神的灵在你里面。
Won't allow you.
不允许你这么做。
And you say no.
你说不行啊。
Jesus is Lord.
耶稣是主。
And they kill you.
他们就把你杀了。
And then your wife comes.
你太太来了。
And then Brother Larry.
我也来了。
And then I.
他也来了。
We believe in our heart.
我们心里相信耶稣是主。
And we're saved.
我们得救了。
The evidence of it?
证据是什么呢？
The proof?
证明呢？
Is that we confess Jesus as Lord.
就是我们口里承认耶稣是主。
Even though it costs us everything.
尽管我们要付上
很
大的代价。
Could a true believer become so afraid that they deny him?
有人问就，一个真正的信徒可不可能怕到一个地步就否认基督呢？
Well,Let me put it this way.
我不如这么问啊。
If they do,
如果他们真是否认了
they will be in misery.
他们就很痛苦，很痛苦。
And they will come back.
他们会回来。
And they will die.
他们宁可死。
There have been cases.
有这样的情况。
Where believers have become terrified.
有一些信徒就吓坏了。
Peter.
彼得。
But he eventually comes back.
那最后他还是回来了。
He dies.
他死了，甘心的死了。
Okay, now look at how this passage has been twisted in the West.
你看在西方这段经文是怎么被扭曲了。
Completely destroyed the meaning of it.
怎么曲解这段经文，把意思完全扭掉了。
Now it means repeat after me.
现在就是意思就是跟着我祷告。
And if you're too afraid to repeat after me, squeeze my hand.
如果你不好意思祷告，你就捏捏我的手也行啊。
Do you see how wrong that is?
你看到他们怎么样曲解这段经文？
Modern day evangelism is very, very dangerous.
现代的布道法非常的危险。
We are saved by faith.
我们是因着信得救的。
It's a gift.
这是神的恩典。
That's all.
仅此而已。
But we who have believed,
但我们信的人，
we believe because we have been regenerated by the Spirit of God.
我们信，因为我们被神的灵重生了。
And it's the Spirit who dwells within us.
是神的灵住在我们里面。
And He makes His servant stand.
他使我们这些他的仆人们站立得住。
And He gives the words for us to speak.
他也给我们他的话能够说出来，能够承认他。
I remember the few times that I was in danger in Peru.
我记得我在秘鲁几次受到了危险。
A soldier had a gun to my head.
一个兵拿着枪指着我脑袋瓜。
It wasn't because I was a Christian.
不是因为我是基督徒。
It was because it was during a time of war.
因为我在内战里头。
And everyone was so afraid.
他们都好害怕。
And they did not know who I was.
他们不知道我是谁。
But he was screaming.
但是他在叫。
But I had an incredible peace.
但我心里头好平安。
It wasn't just that I had read the Bible that day.
我那天不是因为我那天读了圣经啊。
It was like I was a different person.
就好像我是一个不同的人一样。
That is why the most frightened believer can stand.
所以就算是最害怕的信徒都站得住。
Because it's not.Their dedication that makes them stand.
因为不是因为他们对神的爱，他们的敬虔使他们能够站得住。
It's the spirit of the living God.
那是因为神的灵在我们里面，使我们站立得住。
So you must preach salvation as a gift.
所以你必须传讲我们得救本乎恩是神所赐的。
You must deal with souls.
但是你也必须解决人的灵魂问题。
They are invaluable.
这些是。宝贵的灵魂
Pray with them.
与他们祷告
Explain to them what repentance and faith is.
解释给他们听什么叫悔改什么叫信心
Use the scriptures.
用圣经解释
Show them the promises.
给他们看神的应许
Pray with them. Wait with them.
与他们祷告跟他们一起
Until Christ is formed in them.
直到基督在他们心中成形
Don't lead them into these terrible things.
但是不要用那些西方的方法了
Pray the prayer.
你要祷告，跟着我。
You're in.
哦，你进去了，你得救了。
Congratulations.
恭喜你！哎呀，你
信？
别来这一套。
Do you know most people?
你知道大多数人呢
？A preacher pointed this out to me.
有一个传道人跟我那么讲，指出来。
Most people who call themselves Christians.
大多数自称是基督徒的人呢
？They're not looking to Christ.
他们不是在仰望基督。
They're not trusting in Christ.
他们不是在信靠基督。
They're trusting in a prayer.
他们在信靠一个祷告。
Think about it.
你想想。
If I say, if you die, where will you go?
我问他，哎，你如果死了会上哪去啊
？I go to heaven.
我去天堂啊。
Why?
为什么？凭什么
？Well, 5 years ago, I prayed that prayer.
因为五年前我做了个祷告。
Do you know what a Christian says?
你知道基督徒会怎么说吗
？I'm going to heaven.
我会上天堂，没错。
Why?
为什么
？I'm looking unto Jesus.
因为我在仰望基督。
I'm trusting in Jesus.
我在信靠基督耶稣。
I have fellowship with Jesus.
我与他同行。
All right. Well, tomorrow we're going to look at some more fallacies.
明天我们会继续看一些错误的教导啊。
And then we're going to start studying the true nature of conversion.
然后我们再来看看救恩的真正的本质是什么。
Let's pray.
我们祷告。
Father, thank you.
父，我们感谢你。
Please help us, Lord.
求你帮助我们，主啊。
To understand your word.
来明白你的话语。
To believe it.
相信你的道。
And to proclaim it to others.
也传给别人。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督名。
Amen.
Amen.
Please visit our website at heartcrymissionary.com. There you will find information about the ministry, our purpose, beliefs and methodologies, and extensive information about the missionaries we are privileged to serve.